Today's Moment of Science is about seed banks.
You mean like to store seeds?
That's right.
Haven't people been saving seeds for centuries?
Sure, but on a different scale and for different reasons. Seed saving has long allowed farmers to store the raw materials for the next year's crop. It's also been useful to scientific research. But I'm talking about seed saving on a much greater scale. I'm talking about banks such as the Millennium Seed Bank in West Sussex, England, operations where countless seeds of countless species are stored.
So these banks are pretty much giant refrigerators, I take it.
Pretty much. The Millennium Seed Bank keeps its seeds in a vault kept at 4 degrees Fahrenheit and 15% humidity. These conditions allow seeds to be safely stored for up to a century, maybe longer. As we speak, scientists are experimenting to find ways to ensure the viability of seeds for even longer periods of time.
What's the use in storing seeds for, say, thousands of years? Won't nature take care of that?
These days, there are all sorts of reasons scientists feel it's important to take seed matters into their own hands. The spread of invasive plant species is an everyday threat to many native species. Other threats include the increasing use of genetically modified crops, the spread of corporate agricultural practices, and the ongoing destruction of rainforests.
And global warming?
Sure. If the planet continues to warm, some, if not many, plant species may not be able to adapt. The ability to save seeds for hundreds, possibly thousands, of years may allow future generations to revive plants that would have otherwise been lost forever, and to restore environments that have been damaged or destroyed.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Roger Hangarter in biology. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.